Discussions about women's bodies are challenging. By the time a woman enters her menopause transition, she has likely absorbed a lifetime of toxic messaging about her size and shape. Too fat or too thin. Too big or too small. At times, it feels like the essence of being a woman is to be in a constant state of apologizing for your body. As female bodies change with both age and menopause, they may even become less like the impossible ideal set for them by a patriarchal society. The few women who do show their bodies in their 40s and beyond are praised as age-defying if they are thin and look much younger, and they're labeled as brave if they've visibly aged or have a roll of flesh yet are still willing to be seen in public. Most women in menopause don't even get a tryout for the sorry-not-hot-enough world championships. It fascinates me that we don't think less of ourselves because we can't play soccer like Megan Rapinoe or perform gravity-defying gymnastics like Simone Biles. I suspect many women are like me and marvel at what these women have accomplished with hard work and probably genetics. And yet, if our bodies don't look like Jennifer Lopez at 50, who also looks the way she does because of hard work and genetics, we feel judged by society. Many women have had their health concerns dismissed because they were overweight. Not only is that cruel, it leads to substandard and inadequate medical care and disenfranchisement with the healthcare system, which turns women away from medical care. There are no value judgments here. All bodies are worthy and beautiful. The goal is to provide information to understand how a body might change during menopause and beyond, the health implications, and ways to mitigate these changes.